Across the board.
Across the board.
Across the board.
All across the board.
It was across the board.
We have another podcast going. And it's me, John.
Me, Colton.
Dumbass.
John.
And we got a couple topics today. We're going to talk about the NFL. We'll talk about March Madness. We'll talk about the Dumbass Decision, another installment of the Dumbass Decision. So how about, Colton, you lead us off into the NFL talk.
So today we're going to be talking about Richard Sherman signing to the San Francisco 49ers.
What?
It was, you know, a really big play. Because it back in the day, I can't remember, not really back in the day, but I can't remember what year it was. But
2012,
whenever Seattle.
2013, I think.
Yeah, whenever Seattle won the Super Bowl, Richard Sherman with the, you know, iconic
interception on Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah, forward the Seahawks into the Super Bowl, and now he's joining the team. This is almost like, I don't want to say like this. It'd be like Roethlisberger going to the Browns or something similar.
It's just like, yeah, it's division rival for sure.
Yeah.
I don't think it's that extreme because if Messi went to Real Madrid, there'd be people that would literally be murdered.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Anybody in the news? What's going on, dude? Rice?
My God.
But also, Richard Sherman has been kind of like put off to the side because, you know, he hasn't really been like making, you know, big plays, quote unquote. But, you know, he kind of went off on Twitter and he posted his stats and he's literally first in interceptions since 2011. Yeah. First in interceptions, first in
passes deflected.
Defensed. It says defense, whatever. Yeah. Completion plate. Wow, I cannot talk right now. Completion percentage allowed was at 47.4.
Which is ridiculous.
Yeah, then passer rating allowed was at, you know, almost 51. So, and that's a minimum of 300 targets in coverage. Then he is also the lowest passer rating allowed. So A.J. Boye is at 54.9, and Sherman's at 50. And people are saying that Boye is the next like big center or big cornerback, and it's kind of crazy that people are really writing Sherman off that he's done. But like, I mean, he's obviously putting that work in. So
yeah, I was talking to a bunch of people about it when Sherm was saying he's been doing a lot of Player Tribune videos and stuff talking about his comeback and everything, and I thought that Sherm was like that dude still last season before he got hurt. And I think it is crazy that a lot of people were just writing him off as, oh, he's old. Because it's easy. He's old, and once you lose a step as a cornerback, you're seen as done. And even though I'm not a big fan of the San Francisco 49ers, I think they still got a steal there.
So does this make San Francisco a better team? But, I mean, like, on a Jimmy Garoppolo scale, do you think it improves your defense enough to be like, you know, like, these guys, they're contenders right now.
Right.
Do you think Richard Sherman does that?
No. I don't think you can label the San Francisco 49ers as a contender yet. They could be foreseen to be a contender in the near future. But not, I don't think as of this season, I don't think they're going to contend for Super Bowl.
I don't think they'll be Super Bowl contenders. I think they'll contend in the playoffs. Unfortunately, though, they play in the NFC West, which is the 49ers, the Seattle Seahawks, the Los Angeles Rams, and the Arizona Cardinals, which the Cardinals are fucked this year. Because they just have to go up against a great division. Seattle is always battling. I think Seattle actually might have a down year. I think the Rams are still awesome, even though the Rams have been trading their fucking team. But still with Goff and Gurley, even though Tavon Austin did say that he was interested in signing with the Steelers. So shout outs to Tavon Austin, but I don't know if we really need another wide receiver. But and now the 49ers, they could have some big moves in the draft. I mean, they got Garoppolo, they got Richard Sherman. I don't think Sherman's Garoppolo level of because he's older, but I think in the short term he might be in that same effect that Garoppolo has on offense.
Yeah. They don't have that great of a secondary. Their most standout player to me is Titus Powell from the Ohio State University.
Well, they had Eric Reed, and now Eric Reed's leaving. And Eric actually had a very good article that he posted talking about leaving, he was actually ranked number two in strong safeties last year. And he's probably going to get a decent contract, but he actually made an article talking about that. He believes that he probably won't get that great of a deal, and he's okay with it because he does the protest. Because, you know, a lot of people don't think of Eric Reed as the other guy, but, you know, the same when Colin was doing the kneeling, Eric Reed was the other guy doing it with him. Right. Yeah, I think that Eric Reed can come to the Steelers and be a factor. But I think this definitely improves their secondary. And what do you think about Seattle? Pretty much, they said they're trying to shop Jeremy Lane. They're pretty much getting rid of the Legion of Boom.
Yeah, they just want a culture change, man.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like, I know I keep comparing this to the Steelers, but I mean, it was just like when, you know, Roethlisberger came in, and like you were saying, like at one point, Roethlisberger was their weakest point on the team.
Yeah.
And that's what it was like for Russell Wilson.
Absolutely.
But now Russell Wilson is coming into, you know, he's Russell Wilson.
Like, right. He is the guy of the team.
Exactly. Yeah. So I feel like it's just a culture change. I feel like Pete Carroll is kind of afraid right now because he didn't dominate that conference like he usually does. And he knows that he has to get younger guys, he has to get faster guys to compete with, you know, the Rams that he didn't think he was going to ever. Because, I mean, like, Jared Goff, like, I didn't think he was going to actually do that well this year. Mm-hmm. But they fucking went crazy.
I said in two podcasts ago that I rooted for Jared Goff over Carson Wentz, not really knowing too much about them because I didn't really watch much of them in college, but Jared Goff came out to California Love for his draft song, and Carson Wentz came out to some country song. So I was like, I got the quarterback I'm rooting for in this one. It's the one that's going to come out to California Love. But then I seen Carson Wentz make his first touchdown pass against the Browns on his debut, in which, I mean, it's the Browns, but still. And I was like, that guy's a fucking NFL quarterback. But I think I get a little, like, weary about Pete Carroll, because everyone's like, oh man, he's the fun players coach and everything, but he seems to be the players coach to only certain players. Yeah. Like, he doesn't seem to like guys like Richard Sherman and guys like Cam Chancellor, guys like Earl Thomas, and likes guys like Russell Wilson, which there's no problem with liking either one of them, but it seems like he only likes like the Russell Wilson types, and not
clean cut guys,
the clean cut, yeah. You know, not going to speak out or anything.
Exactly.
And I don't think that that's exactly a player's coach in the NFL locker room, like Mike Tomlin.
Very true. We're going to talk about San Francisco just because, like, they've been, well, ever since, like, they got Jimmy G, they've pretty much been, like, I don't say the talk of the NFL, but, like, they're just like, well, look at the 49ers. So, do you think that if they make a couple more moves in the offseason, probably like a wide receiver move, because like Godwin's only their receiver that I can really think of on that team. What are the pieces you think San Francisco needs to start, you know, actually being in the picture for a Super Bowl, or not even Super Bowl, just like an NFC Championship game, like not even winning, just making it there, which is, you know, something they haven't been to in
not a
long time to think about it, but yeah, because like, how shitty they've been.
Right. I think offensive line. I think Quentin Nelson is in this draft. I think they could definitely go and grab him. Cornerback Denzel Ward could be a huge improvement, and you pair up Ward with Richard Sherman, that'd be pretty dope. I'm a Buckeye fan here. I can vouch that Denzel Ward's going to be really good in the NFL. And remember last year when I was writing articles talking about Marshawn Lattimore being great, and some people scoffed at me, and Marshawn Lattimore won Defensive Rookie of the Year, so suck that. Suck my dick. Marshawn Lattimore is that dude. I also think that you're totally right that they need a wide receiver, and if there's nobody left, I just don't think they should take Calvin Ridley at the number nine spot. But like, Sammy Watkins is out as a wide receiver. Like, he's in free agency this year. Like, that could be something that they could start making moves like the Browns, you know?
Yeah, that was actually a good transition to our next topic about motherfucking trade town in Cleveland, man. What is going on? They traded a 2018 third-round pick, a 2018 fourth round pick, a 2019 seventh round pick. I'm not done yet. DeShone Kizer, 2018 fourth round pick, another fifth round pick in 2018. Danny Shelton and a 2018 fifth round pick. They have a lot of motherfucking picks.
Yep.
They got a lot of motherfucking picks. But what they got in these trades, they got Tyrod Taylor,
mm-hmm.
Jarvis Landry,
yep.
which would be, you know, great in a slot. Demarius Randall from Green Bay. Mm-hmm. I don't know much about him. But they also got two draft picks from the Packers, a fourth and a fifth round next year. Or is it this year? 2008. Is that this
year? Yeah, it's this year.
Ooh. Then they got a third round pick from the Patriots next year. So John Dorsey is really trying to make Cleveland a team, and it doesn't seem like he's like he doesn't want to be, you know, 0-16 again, or even 1-16. So.
You remember when there was a lot of talk that Andy Reid wasn't a very good game manager last year and that the Chiefs should let him go? I'm really worried that John Dorsey is going to take Andy Reid from Kansas City, and he's going to take him, and because Hugh Jackson was known as quarterback guru, and I don't know how much of a guru you can be when you're 1-31. But Andy Reid, he is the quarterback guru. And taking someone like Tyrod, I want to see like Tyrod succeed. I don't know. I don't know if I want to see him succeed now because he's in Cleveland. I'm a Steelers fan, but
there's just sometimes you just can't keep beating up
the right. I don't even like. I hate the Bengals. I hate the Cowboys. I hate the Patriots. I don't really hate the Browns.
I don't hate the Browns. It's
just like a pity. Like,
yeah. Like, yeah. If the Browns go win a Super Bowl, I'm just like, all right, you know, good for them. Like.
That's how it was with like.
Cleveland will be on fire. I mean,
Cleveland will literally be on fire. From Lake Erie, oh, for sure.
All the way down to
they'll just burn the stadium. Like, it doesn't get better than this. We'll just burn it.
It's like, yeah, we're not topping this for a while, so.
If Cleveland wins the Super Bowl, then I think that decides if LeBron. Like, well, if LeBron just stays in Cleveland.
That would be hilarious. LeBron, I'm going to wait for my decision and to see if the Browns actually win this fucking Super Bowl. Because we're completely good now as a city. I'm a little worried about that. Maybe LeBron thinks he can leave Cleveland because they're like, oh, he got Tyrod now. They got Jarvis Landry. They don't need me anymore. LeBron, we need you.
What if he goes to play with Tyrod and Jarvis? He's like,
no, he's coming.
No, he's coming to Pittsburgh. Juju's recruiting him.
Really hard. Like, he went out to L.A.
To the Clippers game.
Yeah.
And did you see the video of LeBron?
Like high-fiving
him? High-fiving him. I'm never washing this hand!
I was just like, bro, do you not realize you're in the NFL?
But I just like it because he's like...
He's a kid.
He's just a kid.
He's paying out, you know?
Yeah.
I just like his energy. Like, it's...
I do, too.
So do you think these moves Cleveland have made, what does this do for Cleveland?
I think it makes them win more games than zero, like they did last year.
I said that if they win five games this year, that's like 10 times better than what they've done. Like, I mean,
technically five.
Do you
five,
think?
Well, technically zero.
So it's 500 times better. Yeah. So like even a 5-6 win or a 6-win season is still going to be good for Cleveland. So that's why I like these moves because as long as they win a few games, they're good.
So do you think Cleveland beats out? I know they're not going to beat out Steelers in the division, but do you think they beat out Cincinnati?
That's a really good question.
And the Ravens?
I don't know if they beat out the Ravens just yet. They might get one game on them, but they definitely beat Cincinnati.
You think so? I'm still going to say they probably get last.
Division.
So
for sure. Yeah, yeah.
But I think it's a lot closer this time. Like I think it was just always a foregone conclusion that Cleveland got last.
It's just really scary to see Tyrod go to Cleveland.
What do you mean?
Because it's like where quarterbacks go to die.
Well, that's true. Where players go to. They just
everyone goes to Cleveland.
Players' careers are done.
Quarterbacks especially.
Yeah, for sure. What I think that Cleveland should do in this draft is to still get a quarterback. And there's a lot of people talking about them getting the quarterback at the number one pick. I really hope that they don't. Just in terms of smart sake, I actually do hope that they take quarterback number one and take Sam Darnold or so instead of taking Saquon Barkley, who I think is the best player in the draft. But if they were to get Saquon at one and then say Sam Darnold or Josh Allen or Josh Rosen or even Baker Mayfield at number four, that would be the best way for them because they could use Tyrod for the next couple of years while someone like Sam, Sam's only 20 years old.
Exactly. Let him develop and not be like fucking Deshaun Kaiser and have a whole team on his back and try to win. I mean, morally, that kind of like, that's going to fuck somebody up because like, when you start and you don't win a single fucking game.
You don't win a game, your quarterback, you know, rating is like a 30 and fucking, you're just, I mean, I'm not a huge fan of Kaiser. I wasn't in the draft. I didn't want the Steelers to take him. But I still think that there's going to be a load of confidence just taken away from you after throwing so many interceptions and getting many times sacked.
It's not fair to him either. Like, it's really not. And, like, I'm glad he's going to the Packers. Just because he's behind Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
He's going to learn so much. And, I mean, like, yeah, Hudley's ahead of him.
Brett Hundley.
Yeah. But, I mean, that doesn't mean he's not going to be able to learn. And, like, maybe those two are going to be quarterbacks of the future. And, like, I'm totally, like, excited to see that, especially in Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
But that's another thing I want to talk about. So with these trades, do you think, like, it's going to affect who they draft? Like, because, you know, Cleveland didn't really have, like, a high-powered offense. But now they have Jarvis Landry.
Yeah.
They have Corey Coleman.
Josh Gordon. Right.
And they have Tyrod Taylor throwing to him, which is not Deshaun Kaiser. Right. Tyrod's a good quarterback. I don't care what anybody says.
I like Tyrod.
He won games in Buffalo, which, you know, obviously Nathan Peterman can't do.
The Peterman's fucking trash.
Yeah. So, I mean, he gets a lot better options on offense. I mean, yeah, he did get, I'm blanking on his name. He got Carolina.
Oh, Kelvin Benjamin.
Yeah, Kelvin Benjamin. But, I mean, he got him late in the season, too, so.
And I don't think Kelvin Benjamin is Jarvis Landry either. I think Jarvis Landry is actually one of the most underrated receivers in the game. And Jarvis Landry actually had the most receptions out of any receiver last season.
Wow, really?
Yeah, like 112, I believe. Shout-outs, too. I think Antonio was, like, between, like, the 2 and 4 range, and Le'Veon was actually 10th. And he's a running back. So.
Yeah, and he also got more. I saw he got more receptions than Mike Evans,
Who just got paid a ridiculous amount. And like Le'Veon said, he was like, maybe I just need to switch to wide receiver so I can get the money that I'm owed.
So, are you guys confident in Cleveland with even these power moves? Because it feels like a repeating headline with Cleveland.
What, Cleveland's back?
You can't even say Cleveland's back. Cleveland's on an uprise.
Yeah.
You know, like, always get these, like, headliner players that they think, like, oh my God.
RG3
like,
just happened a couple years ago.
RG3?
Yeah.
Who has Kenny? I mean, Kenny
Manziel.
Britt. Manziel. Yeah. I mean, not saying Kenny Britt was going to bring back the team, but, like, Kenny Britt.
No, but they made him look like Kenny Britt was going to be, like, this X factor for the team, yeah.
Shite.
To be fair, there's no other way than up for them at this point.
That's why the Browns are on uprise because you can't get worse than 0-16.
But they did from last year to this year. They did get worse because they won, what, 1 or 2 games, 2-0. I do think that the Browns are going to be better. But, I still am holding out that the Browns are going
to
be.
It just worries me to see players that you think are. I just don't think, like, Cleveland has the power to make a player better. It's just like,
they don't have a good culture.
No.
But maybe John Dorsey's changing it.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a winning culture there yet.
Right.
Once it gets to that, they'll be back. I mean, Cleveland was really good back in the day. Like, a lot of people really don't.
Okay.
Yeah, back in the day.
Yeah, they were still, like, Cleveland can be good. They've won championships. It's just, like, not recognized today because it was back then.
Right.
So. Dude, we're talking like what, 60s, 50s?
Right? 50s, yeah, we're talking 50s.
So like, it's hard to say like a team is gonna be that great after, you know, that's almost 60 years ago. Like, mm-hmm. you can see a winning culture in the past, but a winning culture can be lost.
Yeah,
and, but you could always
Seattle had a winning culture. I don't know if they have a winning culture now.
I guess so. Okay, so like. You gotta understand this too. John Dorsey is still willing to trade that number one pick.
I don't think he should.
Know you don't think he should, but if he did,
I think.
Who do you trade and what do you get back? So, because all these players are going for ridiculously cheap, bro. Third, fourth round picks. I mean, I know you can get like diamonds in the rough, but like how often do like even second round players turn out to be really good?
Second round, you gotta look further than that.
No, a lot of first rounders and second rounders are duds, bro. They don't even like develop. Not all of them, but some of them do.
Well, you know, it's certainly a thing that I think is, especially a place like Cleveland where they don't give people time. So it's in 3 years you have to make sure that these guys work and that you're taking out some other coach's system. And now you're implementing your own system, and you only have 3 years for that to succeed into something really nice until you're gone, you're kicked out, and then you never really got to see how your players flourish, and you didn't get to really implement your system or anything. That's something that, again, I'm just going to praise the Steelers again, that we don't really fire coaches. You know, we've had three coaches in the last, like, 60 years with Chuck Noll, Bill Cowher, and Mike Tomlin. That's something that we do really well, and that's the way to make a culture. I don't know if John Dorsey's going to still be the GM in 5 years in Cleveland, but I think for Cleveland's sake, he should, just to get someone that's able to implement that system. But I don't really know if they're going to have a winning culture. I forgot the question.
Oh, yeah.
What was the question?
Yeah, that was definitely not the question. Who are they going to trade
for? So I seen something that was, I don't know if the report was even slightly true, but they were talking about trading the first pick and the fourth pick for Cam Newton. I would do it. As long as Cam would sign a long-term contract.
I don't think Cam Newton would do that.
Well, I mean...
Yeah, Cam probably wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah, but...
I don't think Carolina would do that anyway.
Yeah.
They'd have to get a first-round pick and Tyrod Taylor.
This was going off the presumption that Jerry Richardson was trying to do kind of like a dumpster fire sale. Because he asked to sell the team, that he was just going to like fuck over the team. Yeah. And the NFL wouldn't let it happen.
Wow.
Yeah.
That'd have been crazy.
That would have been insane.
Yeah. Trey Cam Newton to Cleveland. Yeah. Just get back the Panthers.
Diddy would fucking... Maybe that needs to happen for Diddy to buy the Panthers. That's a different podcast, though.
I would love for Diddy to buy the Panthers.
I guess we can talk about that. So if fucking P. Diddy bought the Carolina Panthers, I guess we'd be a Panthers fan.
Secondly, me.
Panthers
have been my second favorite team. Steelers are at number one, and there's not even a fucking close second. But if there was another team that could win it, it's probably the Panthers, just because of my love for the Hardys. You know, they're Panthers fans. Even though Matt's a Panthers fan and a Chargers fan,
that's weird.
Yeah, it's weird. And I got a lot of love for the Saints, for the Vikings. I don't really root for any other like AFC other than the Raiders. I like the Raiders, but
yeah, I like the Raiders too.
I've always fucked with the Panthers.
Yeah, I mean, I like the Panthers. But I mean, I love Pittsburgh.
I fucked with the Saints because of Reggie Bush. And I like the Vikings because of Marshall Erickson from How I Met Your Mother.
That's the reason why. Yeah, exactly.
I got random reasons why I like sort of fuck with a team, but no team will ever even come in the same universe as the Steelers.
Yeah.
All right, so let's flush the Browns.
That's a good way to end. Let's flush the Browns
onto this fucking shit called March Madness.
Wait, let's talk real quick about free agency, some of the shit that's happened. So Le'Veon's been franchised. Breeze is likely to sign with the Saints, but if they don't get a deal done, they're likely not going to get this deal done, he's set to make $30 million if they are not able to make a deal done. So he's likely going to have to test free agency. And then I don't see Breeze signing with another team at this point in his career, but never done. Kirk Cousins is likely to sign with the Minnesota Vikings for a 3-year, $89 million fully guaranteed deal. But the Jets are also trying to come in with a $100 million guaranteed deal. So this dude could be done. And he could have an RG3 injury and just be done and have all that money to him.
I think I would do that. Think about that. How much? Say that number again, please.
3-year, $89 million or $100 million for the Jets.
Guaranteed.
But I would still take it, both of them, guaranteed contracts. I would take the Vikings just because the Vikings went to the NFC Championship last year.
Right. Like, you have a good defense. That's what fucking Washington didn't have. Well, they also didn't have fucking good receivers because Terrell Pryor couldn't catch shit. And their running backs were Robert Kelly, that I didn't know.
Machine gun Robert Kelly.
Yeah. But still, he only had a couple good games. People were just like, oh, no, look at this. Like, no, they didn't do shit. Kirk Cousins, still, I don't know. He could only win a Super Bowl with the Vikings because of their defense, not because of Kirk Cousins.
So, going off to the Vikings, which I don't really understand why the Vikings wouldn't try to keep him for less money. We'll see how the contract ended. But Case Keenum is expected to sign with the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, which I like because the Broncos get Case Keenum, who took the Vikings to the NFC Championship, and they're going to get him for cheap. They're not going to have to go for a big quarterback and spend a lot of money. That way they can still keep Von Bell. And, like I just feel like it was a smart move.
You mean Von Miller, not Von Bell? Von Bell, shout-out to Ohio State, shout-out to the Saints.
Yeah, I bet.
But do you think that makes the Broncos a contender for the playoffs?
Do I think it... I think it...
Do we doubt Case Keenum again? Or are we rolling with Case Keenum now?
Let's roll with Case Keenum. Why not, bro?
I want to roll with Case Keenum. I just don't know. Yeah. I mean, he did take the Vikings to the NFC Championship.
Okay, last I'm not going to say he beat the Saints, but he beat the Saints. He beat
Stephon Diggs beat the Saints. The Saints beat the Saints.
That was still...
he said the Saints beat the Saints.
Yeah, but he still kept them close, and he did that against Drew Brees. He beat Drew Brees, bro.
Do you guys think the Vikings won this game or the Saints lost?
No.
I think
Vikings
won. The Saints lost.
No, Vikings won it. Vikings won it, because they easily...
That play shouldn't have been a touchdown.
He still could have kicked the field goal.
That's true.
So, like, no matter what, no matter what, he would have caught it.
God, it's two teams I like, though. Like, it's two teams I really don't want.
I'm only going with the Vikings because...
Marshall Erickson.
Yeah. I love Marshall Erickson.
Shout out to Marshall Erickson. Kurt Coleman signed with the Saints. Talking about that. Man, our transitions have been on fire. He signed with the Saints for 3 years, $18 million. They're about to lose Kenny Vaccaro to free agency. Shout outs to the Steelers, maybe. If the Steelers had more than, like, a fucking dollar in free agency, that we could actually do something. No, seriously. With the draft and Le'Veon's franchise, currently we have $1.1 million. But that transitions there. Man, these transitions are amazing. We're likely to release Mike Mitchell to free up about $5 million. You know, maybe we even release Joe Hayden to get about $8 million off the cap. That is, on my quick math, that's $13 million. And that could do something in free agency. Ndamukong Suh has been released by the Miami Dolphins, or expected to be released by the Miami Dolphins.
Where does he go?
A team that can really pay him. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, we know it. Washington. They always pay a guy, and then they're never good there.
Oh, my gosh. If he signs with Washington.
That's what's happening. Washington signs someone every year, and it's like a major contract.
What if he's... Oh, okay. Signs with the Patriots.
Ah, man.
You think he would take...
I don't think Belichick wants that.
Bro, do you not think... Okay. I know he's kind of a dirty player, but I feel like he's old enough. And if he got picked up by Belichick, he knows Belichick does not take shit. I feel like it could work.
You guys see Belichick as the guy that's like, I'm not going to take that shit. I think Belichick's the guy that's like, no, I like that you're sneakily dirty. He was like, I really hope that, like, you when someone's down, like, I really hope you stomp on their head. Like,
yeah.
I think Belichick's the fucking evil emperor from fucking Star Wars.
Yeah, okay. Like, I can definitely see that now. I didn't really think about it like that. Like,
but see, like,
okay.
Tom Brady leaves, like, the footprint. Like in the shoe, yeah. Like, and Ndamukong Suh leaves like the confession letter. That's what it is. Like, yeah. If the Patriots cheat, and Ndamukong Suh is gonna.
That's true. Expose it. Who else got some deals done? The Eagles traded their 2018 fifth round pick and Marcus Jordan to Seattle for Michael Bennett and the 2018 seventh round pick, and they also traded wide receiver Torrey Smith to the Panthers for Daryl Worley. The Rams traded Alex Ogletree, the 2019 seventh round pick to the Giants, and the Giants got back the 2018 fourth round pick and 2018 sixth round pick. So shout out to the Giants for able to get Alex Ogletree. And then the Rams also traded the 2018 fifth round pick for Aqib Talib to the Broncos from the Broncos. That is a ridiculously cheap price for a very good cornerback. They also traded Robert Quinn and the 2018 sixth-round pick to the Miami Dolphins for a fourth-round pick and a sixth-round pick. And the Bengals also traded Corey Glenn and the 21st overall pick and a 2018 fifth round pick to the Bills for a 2018 sixth round pick. And the Bills also got the 12th pick overall in the draft, which they're likely to use those two picks that they have to the 12th and the 22nd pick to move up higher into the draft. Boom, that was my long. That's what's happened.
John Sports Report.
That's what's happened.
Whoa.
No, I don't think they've done that in years.
Yeah.
They might have. I don't know. Shout out to Bill Simmons. That's what I listen to. But now with the Case Keenum going to the Broncos, maybe the Bills move up, get the Broncos pick. Now let's move on to March Madness.
March Madness.
Madness in March. Madness.
All right, guys.
It's Aries season, bitch.
Do you like Oklahoma getting in?
I love Oklahoma getting in.
I don't like it. I do because Oklahoma State got knocked out, and they should.
Okay.
They beat them every.
Do they got Trae Young? I wouldn't watch Trae Young. I would give two fucks. They're like. You know, even the selection committee was like, you know Oklahoma don't deserve there. And there was like that one guy that was just sitting there and was like, you know we all want to see Trae Young play. And they're like, yeah, that's right. We all want to see Trae Young play.
But what if they get bounced first round?
They are. They're going to get bounced. I love Rhode Island. EC yeah, Matthews. Yeah. I'm a big Rhode Island fan. Who's a sleeper for you?
Sorry.
That was a good sleeper transition. Nice.
Mine's going to be Ohio State. I think they're going to go a lot farther than people think they are. I feel like a lot of people honestly think they're going to choke against South Diego State Jackrabbits.
San Diego State.
San Diego?
They could.
Or no, it's not even San Diego
State.
South Dakota, that's right.
Yeah. Whatever they are. But I think they're going to go. Their potential is a championship because they're a good chemistry team. That's what I've noticed about Ohio State, and I really love, Tate. I really love
KDB, Kata Big Dick.
Yeah,
that's the best nickname I've ever heard.
Yeah,
Kata Big Dick. That's KDBD.
That's crazy.
He's my guy.
He's great.
Kata Big Dick.
I love.
Some tells me he's got a big schlong.
I just feel like they're just gonna go. They have it in them. I feel like. Well, realistically, they're going to go Elite Eight, which is good enough for me for a sleeper.
So, you think that they're getting past likely Gonzaga and...
Yeah. They could.
That'd be getting past Villanova, too. Xavier. Yeah.
Yeah, but I feel like Xavier might get knocked by Missouri.
If Michael Porter's on.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a chance, though.
So, guys.
What's up?
Do we make a bracket?
I have a bracket lined up here. Do you want to make like a quick bracket?
Do you just want to do instinct? Instinct.
All right. So an instinct bracket. All right. So there's four people in the room. So then at least three people have to agree on it. All right. So
let's just start from Virginia.
Right. For Virginia versus UMBC.
Virginia.
I got Virginia.
Okay. Trayshawn, you got Virginia?
Sure.
He had Virginia. Yes. Creighton versus Kansas State.
Kansas State.
Creighton.
I got State, man.
What? Oh, man, I'm telling you guys, it's so fucking long.
State.
What? State.
Oh, man. 3-1. All right. Kentucky, Davidson.
Kentucky,
yeah. Arizona, Buffalo.
Arizona,
for sure. DeAndre Ayton.
Arizona. I don't know.
Yeah. Do you just want to finish this bracket to get to the Final Four?
What do you mean?
Like, okay, never mind. Just keep going.
Miami versus Loyola Chicago.
Miami.
Trayvon. Damn, bro. All right. Well, we get no upsets here. Tennessee versus Wright State.
Wright State.
Tennessee.
Damn it.
Tennessee.
Fine. Trayvon.
State.
What? All right. So how do we do this? We haven't determined this yet. This is very on the fly. Do we have a coin? All right.
Hold on. Watch this.
What's heads?
Heads is Tennessee, tails is Wright State.
Siri, flip a coin.
It's heads.
All right, Tennessee.
Tennessee, what goes?
All right, Nevada versus Texas.
I got Nevada, man.
Texas.
Trayshawn.
Texas. All right, Texas, Mo Bamba.
Yeah,
it's just because of Mo Bamba, seriously. Cincinnati versus Georgia State.
Georgia State. Cincinnati, bro.
Trayshawn.
Cincinnati.
All right. Trayshawn is literally vital to this bracket.
He really is.
Xavier versus NCC or Xavier, TS.
Xavier.
Who is it?
They're playing.
They have a play-in game, so it's either NCC or TS. I don't know what school that is, to be 100% honest. I think it's like Texas Southern.
I want to watch that game.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Who do you got?
Xavier.
All right. All right, cool. Missouri versus Florida State.
Missouri.
I'm going to go with Missouri just because I think Michael Porter is going to show up.
Yeah, he needs to.
What about Ohio State versus South Dakota State?
Ohio State.
Ohio State.
That's where I'm from.
Big Buckeyes here. Kate a big dick. Just who wants to see in the Final Four Kate a big dick? It's the best thing ever. Gonzaga versus...
That'd be trending on Twitter because that is...
For sure. UNCG versus Gonzaga.
Gonzaga.
Yeah. Houston versus San Diego State. Houston.
Houston.
Trayshawn.
Houston.
Let's go. Michigan versus Montana.
Michigan.
Yeah. Texas A&M or Providence?
Providence. That's
a hard one for me. I think I'll say Providence too. Just to go on Providence. On the upset.
Yeah, they're my.
What was the other one?
Texas A&M.
Texas A&M.
Oh, we did have a vote for Texas A&M. Anyone want to change it? We got to flip a coin.
Nah.
UNC versus Lipscomb.
UNC.
I'm going to tell you something. No team with the fucking name Lipscomb is winning shit. That's a fact.
Yeah.
UNC.
Upset.
I don't even care.
Upset.
No.
Let's go.
Are we going to finish this side of the bracket or bounce to the other side?
Okay, yeah. All right, yeah, we'll finish this side of the bracket and then we'll go to the other side.
Okay, cool.
So, Virginia versus Kansas State.
Virginia.
All right, I was about to be upset if these motherfuckers were trying to take
Virginia
Kansas State. Two? Kansas State. The team that's not beating Creighton. Kentucky or Arizona?
Arizona.
Kentucky's going to get smashed.
Miami versus Tennessee.
The only 10 I
Miami.
I'm going to say Tennessee.
I'm saying Miami.
Tennessee?
Who do you say? Trayshawn. Miami or Tennessee?
They beat North Carolina this year. North Carolina is like the high seed. Miami beat North Carolina this year.
I think, didn't Tennessee just beat Kentucky? No, Kentucky beat Tennessee.
Yeah, they got their ass fucking whooped.
All right, we got to flip a coin. Miami, Tennessee. All
right, so.
Heads will be
Miami.
No.
Okay.
No.
Why not?
We have.
Because it was just heads last time.
Hey, Siri, flip a coin.
Fuck.
I'm not sure I understand.
Ah. Hey, Siri, flip a coin.
I lost my.
Tails. All right.
Fuck.
Well, Tennessee advances. Texas or Cincinnati?
Cincinnati.
Yeah, shout outs to the Ohio teams. And then Xavier or Missouri?
Missouri.
I'm going to say Xavier.
Xavier.
Ooh, this is close.
Xavier.
You say Xavier?
Yeah, Michael Porter.
I do think, though, that Xavier's probably the worst one seed out of all this.
Yeah, for sure.
Ohio State or Gonzaga?
Ohio State. They're my sleeper.
I really don't know if Ohio State's going to get past Gonzaga, but I'm just going to say it as a Buckeye fan. This is a completely biased podcast, by the way. 100% biased. We never tried to say we weren't. Houston or Michigan? It's a fucking great matchup.
Michigan.
Houston.
Trayshawn, who you got? Houston or Michigan?
Houston.
I'm gonna say Michigan and let the coin decide.
Okay.
All right.
Heads, Houston. Tails, Michigan.
Flip a coin.
It's heads.
Heads is Houston.
Yep.
All right. Providence or UNC? Are we really thinking? No, it's UNC. It's UNC. We didn't care about your opinion.
Providence.
We don't care about your opinion here, Colton.
I don't care. I'll be that one.
It doesn't make it in, so.
It doesn't matter.
Villanova or, yeah, it's Villanova. We're not, people probably shouldn't be predicting 16 seeds, right?
Right.
Villanova?
Yep.
We're good. Yeah. Virginia Tech versus Alabama.
Alabama.
Colin Sexton. West Virginia versus Murray State.
West Virginia.
I'm going to say Murray State.
Really?
I'm going to say Murray State.
All right. I can't be mad about that. I can see West Virginia losing.
Who do you say, Casey?
I'm going to rock West Virginia because I don't know about Murray State.
Trayshawn, who you got? West Virginia or Murray State?
Murray State.
Oh, yes. Let's flip a coin. Heads is West Virginia. Tails is Murray State.
Wait, I thought I
flip a coin.
It's Tails.
Murray State.
Advances.
I thought I agreed on Murray State.
You said West Virginia.
I said if I have to switch to Murray State, I would say West Virginia would lose. So.
Okay. Yeah, all right. So. Perfect. Yeah. Wichita State or Marshall?
Marshall.
I'm going to say Wichita State. Yeah, Wichita. Shout out to XB.
Yeah, Wichita.
Trayshawn, Wichita State or Marshall?
Marshall.
My God, there's going to be a lot of coin flipping. All right. Wichita State heads, Marshall's tails. Flip a coin.
Heads.
All right.
Bitches. You got sucked in. Jesus.
Cut
that. Nah, that stays in.
Nah, that's what stays in. Florida versus Saint. What is it? Saint Bonaventura. What or UCLA?
UCLA. If UCLA gets in, UCLA.
Yeah, we just got to pick them. So I'm going to roll with likely UCLA or it's the Saint Bonaventura McDonald's. Texas Tech or SF Austin?
Texas Tech.
Yeah. Arkansas or Butler? I'm going Butler.
Butler, yeah.
Purdue versus CSU Fullerton?
Purdue.
Yeah. I don't
even
know who CS
Fullerton. Fullerton Road over here. Kansas versus Penn?
Kansas.
No, don't try to think about it. It's a 1 versus a fucking 16 seed.
Yeah, but Penn beat
who? I know. Yeah. Harvard. No. Yeah. Seton Hall versus NC State.
Seton Hall, man.
Seton Hall just because they're called the Pirates. Clemson versus New Mexico State.
Can we rewind that? Why are we just saying, oh, just because they're called the Pirates?
Because I'm a Pittsburgh Pirates fan. Clemson versus New Mexico State.
Clemson.
I got New Mexico, man.
I'm going to go New Mexico.
Clemson or New Mexico, Trey?
New Mexico.
All right, perfect. New Mexico is the one.
Moves on.
Auburn versus Charleston.
Auburn.
I'm saying Auburn.
I'm going to go Auburn, too.
All right. TCU versus ASU or Syracuse. Mm. Is that Syracuse? S-Y?
Yeah. Wait.
You can see how much knowledge we bring into this.
Sorry.
Yeah. I'm going to go TCU.
I'm
going to
go TCU, too.
Michigan State versus Bucknell.
Michigan State.
That's interesting that one of our previous podcasts is on how Michigan State should get the death penalty. Yeah. But I'm also going to say Michigan State here. My favorite matchup here is Rhode Island versus Oklahoma. Who wins this one?
Oklahoma.
No. Yeah, Oklahoma.
I'm going to say Rhode Island, even though it hurts me a little bit. Trayshawn, who you got? Rhode Island or Oklahoma?
Rhode Island.
Yes. Let's flip a coin. Rhode Island is heads. Oklahoma's tails.
I like this.
Because Family Guy.
Flip a coin.
Rosencrantz says heads.
Rosencrantz. Shouts to Rosencrantz.
Fuck Rosencrantz.
That's a street Nipsey Hussle talks about. Shout outs to Rosencrantz. That's true. It is Rosencrantz. And then Duke versus Iona.
Duke.
It's unfortunately Duke. Nah. Duke. Wait, we did get an Iona vote. Trayshawn, who you got? Duke or Iona?
Iona.
Oh my God. I swear to God, if Iona wins.
For the coin. Duke heads, Iona tails.
All right. Flip a coin.
Heads.
Yeah, it's Duke. Siri knew it. It's going to be fucking Duke.
No comma. There is a comma. You got a fucking comma.
Villanova versus Alabama.
Alabama.
I'm still gonna say Nova.
No.
But I want to root for Colin
Sexton. Alabama, man.
Alabama or Villanova?
Alabama.
Oh my God, we're doing another flip of the coin.
I know that coin.
It's great.
That coin.
Flip a coin. No. Whoa. Flip a coin.
It's heads.
Okay, no, it's Villanova. All right.
Okay, well.
Murray State versus Wichita State.
Wichita State.
I'm going
to
go
right now. All right. UCLA or the other team versus Texas Tech. I'm saying Texas Tech.
Pull up that tech.
Yeah.
Butler versus Purdue.
Purdue.
Ooh, this one's hard. Trayshawn, who you got? Butler or Purdue? So Purdue. I'm going to leave it to the coin decision. I'll say Butler. Flip a coin.
Tails.
So Butler just got put through?
I guess so. Tennessee.
That's all right. Kansas versus Seton Hall.
Kansas.
Seton Hall, man. It's Kansas. Now you were completely against Seton Hall. Trayshawn, who you got? Seton Hall or Kansas?
Kansas.
All right. Cool. Good. Good.
Trying to mix it up.
New Mexico State versus Auburn.
New Mexico.
Auburn.
I'm going to say Auburn.
New Mexico.
Oh, my God. All right, so New Mexico State is heads and Auburn is tails. Flip a coin. Not what the point. Come on. Flip a coin.
It's tails this time.
It's tails. She knew. It was Auburn. TCU versus Michigan State.
Michigan State.
I'd love to say that's not Michigan State, but it's probably going to be Michigan State. Rhode Island versus Duke.
Rhode Island.
Trayshawn. Duke. Oh, my Duke. God. All right, so Rhode Island heads, Duke tails.
If they made it past the...
Flip a coin.
It's heads.
Rhode Island.
Oh, man.
Rhode Island's going through.
They're 17, bro. Don't put it past them.
And I don't really think that Duke's going to lose to Rhode Island, but I want to see Duke lose to Rhode Island.
Just
I'm just preference.
Whatever, Iona, man.
That's right. They almost lost to Iona. It was real close. Virginia versus Arizona. We're now in the Sweet 16.
Arizona.
I'm going to say Arizona, too, even though I think Virginia is actually a great team.
Yeah.
Arizona.
Tennessee versus Cincinnati.
Cincinnati.
I'm going to go Cincinnati.
Xavier versus Ohio State.
Xavier.
Ohio State.
You're going to say Ohio State?
Ohio State.
Trayshawn, who are you saying?
Ohio State.
Oh, my God. So it doesn't even matter. Well, I can say Ohio State and they go through. I'm going to say Xavier and just see what the coin says. So Xavier's heads, Ohio State's tails.
There we go.
Flip a coin.
It's heads.
I'm not one to root against my team, but, you know, sometimes the Buckeyes never pull from me, man.
Yeah. Houston versus UNC.
UNC.
Villanova versus Wichita State.
Villanova, man.
Yeah. Nope. You didn't say anything there, Colton.
Villanova.
Texas Tech versus Butler.
I'm going the butt, man.
I think I'm going to say Texas Tech.
Texas
Tech or Butler? Texas Tech. All right. Kansas versus Auburn.
Kansas.
I don't know why.
I also say Kansas. And Michigan State versus Rhode Island.
Michigan State.
Rhode Island. Michigan State. Michigan
State.
Oh, man. All right. So you guys support them. All right. All right, so in the Elite Eight, we have a 4 seed, a 2 seed, a 1 seed, a 2 seed, a 1 seed, a 3 seed, a 1 seed, and a 3 seed. Man, I kind of feel bad about not picking Ohio State. I was the one that was rooting, you know, Kaden Big Dick, you know what I'm saying? Maybe Kaden Big Dick gets hurt, you know what I'm saying? That's what happens.
We'll see what happens, guys.
Yeah. Arizona or Cincinnati?
Whoa, these are the games
I'm going to say Arizona.
I'm saying Arizona.
Cincinnati.
Trayshawn, Arizona or Cincinnati?
Cincinnati.
All right, and we're flipping a coin. Arizona's heads, Cincinnati's tails.
Let's go.
Flip a coin.
Heads.
Heads, Arizona.
Arizona moves on.
Xavier versus UNC.
UNC, man.
I'm going to say UNC.
UNC.
All right. Villanova versus Texas Tech.
The Nova.
Nova.
No, I'm saying Nova as well. Kansas versus Michigan State.
Kansas.
Mich State.
Kansas. Trayshawn, Kansas or Michigan State?
Kansas.
You know, and I don't think that Kansas is even that strong of a one seed. I think they just have a good bracket to get out of. All right, so Arizona or UNC? This is such a tough one. Arizona. I'm going to say that I've seen UNC struggle a little bit. I'm going to say Arizona.
Arizona.
I'm going to go Arizona.
All right, Arizona has made a 4 seed, has made it into the championship. Villanova or Kansas?
Villanova.
Kansas.
Who do you got, Trayshawn?
I don't know.
Okay, so I can pick Nova to advance immediately, or I can let the coin decide. And I think this podcast has determined that we always let the coin decide. So I'll say Kansas for this. Flip a coin.
Heads.
It's heads. That means...
We didn't.
I was just doing it as Villanova was heads, Kansas was tails.
The Nova moves.
Nova moves on. Arizona versus Villanova for the championship. Does DeAndre Ayton do it and Sean Miller says, fuck you ESPN, and win the championship? Or does Villanova go back from 2 years ago with Josh Hart on the game-winning shot and recreate greatness and win the championship again? And then it would be the Eagles win the championship. Villanova wins the championship. Does that mean that the 76ers will win next year's championship? Because they're not winning this year. Sorry, 76ers. All right, who you guys got? Arizona, Villanova, very important.
Treshawn, you make first pick here.
Treshawn, absolutely. First pick, Villanova or Arizona?
We're going to put this in for my
Villanova.
Villanova.
Arizona.
Okay. Casey.
I'm going Nova, man.
Going Nova? I really think Villanova is going to win, but I'm going to say Arizona and let the coin decide because we can't make a fucking decision. All right, Arizona will be heads, Villanova will be tails. Flip a coin. Not lip a coin. Flip a coin.
Heads.
Heads. Arizona won the national championship at a 4 seed. What do we think the final score is?
75-67.
Are we going to agree on it?
No, I think everybody should have a prediction.
All right.
I'm going to go 82-74.
Okay. Treshawn, what's the score?
102.
Oh, my God.
It's a high college basketball game.
My God.
National champion.
Fucking... 89.
Who? Arizona. DeAndre Ayton has like 40 points in this game.
They ball out that hard, man.
Crazy. We'll be looking at Treshawn.
The prophecy.
So I'm just letting you know that I filled this out on ESPN's bracket. Shouts to ESPN. And
we are not sponsored by ESPN.
This is, but I'm 100% sponsored by ESPN, obviously. And I have picked this. So if for some reason we get all of these right and we have a perfect bracket, there's now people are going to be listening to this podcast being like, oh my God, this is the podcast of the perfect bracket. So
we might get paid to make prophecies if that happens.
Absolutely. And what I would just like to say is this is our moment for all the listeners that are listening back now when we have our perfect bracket. It's a big moment. I don't really know what I want to say. I want to thank the Academy.
For what?
They've done a lot. Not for me, but they've done a lot.
A lot.
All right. I want to thank myself. I want to thank whoever makes Siri. Not like Apple, just like who actually is the person that anybody can like chime in about who they want to thank in this glorious moment that we have.
I want to thank Jeff Gordon.
I went, no. All right, that's cut from the podcast. Never mind. We just ruined our perfect bracket. We're not even getting sponsors.
I want to thank Jesus Christ.
I appreciate bed. I appreciate sleep.
Do you appreciate your mama as well?
I appreciate my mama as well.
Treshawn, who would you like to thank?
Fuck, that's hard, man.
It's a deep question.
I like to thank Biggie Smalls.
Right.
First and foremost.
He did a lot for this. Honestly, he did a lot. You know what? I'm going to say something controversial. I'm going to thank Tupac.
Well,
that's cool.
I'm also going to thank DeAndre Ayton. I'm going to thank Sean Miller. And I'm going to thank the FBI for getting this shit. ESPN getting this FBI investigation wrong. DeAndre Ayton got that $100,000 bag. And he's running off with that bag. And we're going to run off with that bag. So I feel like me and DeAndre Ayton are pretty much the same person.
Guys, all I'm saying is we have Ohio State being Gonzaga, and I feel like that's where our bracket's going to get messed up.
No. Yeah, for sure. I think so, but...
Fuck no. Ohio State beat Michigan State. Don't tell me that they can't beat Gonzaga.
We also had Michigan State lose to Rhode Island in this, so...
Okay, yeah, I get you on that. But don't tell me that Ohio State can't beat Gonzaga, or... Yeah.
We'll see if that happens.
It will.
If this is a perfect bracket, guys, shout out to us.
Shout outs to us. We're going to split the money, but I'm not going to tell you how much money we made. So you guys will get a lot. Yeah, you guys will get a couple G's.
I would just be astonished.
Actually, like, you know, if we cut them two out right now, we can just take
he's talking to me.
Dissension in the dissension in the podcast. So now March Madness is done, and Abby's not here to do her 1 hour makeup review. That is
damn
tragic
shit.
So
Abby, you're on.
So now we're going to go to the dumbass decision, the third segment of the dumbass decision. This one. Now that the first round is in order, we are going to act as the GM. So it will be me and Colton. We will pick a team each, and we will be the GM of that team. I will give it a two-minute time limit on what we can say about them, and then we'll keep it moving. And first up is the Celtics and the Bucks, and we have already agreed that Colton will represent the Celtics, and I will represent the Milwaukee Bucks. So, Colton, go ahead.
We got Kyrie Irving right now, Gordon Hayward's landing on the team, and we got players like Jayson Tatum and fucking Jaylen Brown. Just, they're killing it right now, and, you know, they're very young, and the whole team's really young. And if you don't hop onto this bandwagon now, which you definitely can, and no one can be upset because be like, I'm a Kyrie fan, people understand that. So, like, Kyrie is definitely the next Celtics player to put a banner up. Don't tell me that he's not, because LeBron's not going to be in Cleveland forever. And right, he is definitely doing that, bro. And I'm pretty sure they have hella draft picks. I really don't need, like, 2 minutes to explain. Celtics have, like, do they have the most championships?
17 the most. Yeah. I shouldn't help this GM out, but whatever.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, and, like, the Celtics, everybody loves the Celtics. Everybody. You can go anywhere and find a Celtics fan. And Celtics are diehard fans. Like, they
why
were...
Why should I be everybody, bro? Huh? Why should I be everybody?
It's not everybody. It's
just
that...
said everybody.
Okay, I'm a Steelers fan. Everyone's a Steelers fan. But that's besides the
dissension
point.
Dissension in the GM thing. I like this.
But what I'm trying to say is that, you know, people that are Celtics fans are diehard fans. And, you know... You know, I feel like you could be a diehard Celtics fan and no one's going to judge you for it because, like, you know, that's how everyone loves the team. So.
I have one question for you.
Okay.
For being the Boston GM right now.
Okay.
Are you a Cub?
Are you a Cub? Are you a fucking Cub? All right. So I'm going to act as the Bucks GM. I actually don't even know who the Bucks GM. I know that Danny Ainge is the Celtics GM because he's that guy.
John can't say your last name.
Right. So I'll represent as the Bucks starting now. So Colton has talked a lot, Danny Ainge has talked a lot about the future of the Celtics with Kyrie and Jayson Tatum. He said Jayson Tatum, not Jayson Tatum. Jaylen, sure, that's a good future. You know what our fucking future is? Our fucking future is Giannis. All right.
How certain are you about that?
He's not gonna leave. Like, he's a cool guy. So. And you want to talk about the past, the 17 championships? Sure. All right, we have one championship. Allen Robinson. Sorry. This one championship. All right. So that means that our championships, we hold them like they're more special, right? We had Kareem, okay? So, you know, okay, Boston's going to be like, oh, we had Larry Bird, just talk about all these, like, white guys. We had Kareem, we had Oscar, we had Michael Redd, which I know to a lot of you, that you're like, damn, you guys really are biased. You guys get in Ohio State, past Gonzaga, and Michael Redd, but Michael Redd, all right? You love Michael Redd. Michael Redd was great. They had the Clutch Crew, which are a rabid section of fans that are very, like, soccer fans-like. They are a... fuck leprechauns, right? Fuck the leprechauns, the Celtic, right? Like, that's their logo. Ours is a deer, all right? Which one would you rather hang out with, a deer or a leprechaun?
You're disrespecting
my culture. Okay, they, like, look at their jerseys, right? Like, right. Light green? Ours is dark green. Dark green is better than light green, obviously. Brandon Jennings just came back, all right? He nearly had a triple-double in his comeback. Drunk Deli is awesome, so Deli will be drunk all the time. You know, it's Wisconsin. Who doesn't love Wisconsin? It's close. There's no reason why you should not pick the Milwaukee Bucks over the Boston Celtics. So what is your decision here?
Man, both of...
Sorry, I got a little personal out there.
Both of you guys' arguments were enticing.
Yeah.
They're nice. I think I'm gonna follow through with Boston in this one.
Gonna go Boston.
Boston's. I'm not saying that.
What did I do wrong? All right. What did I do wrong?
What did I do wrong, man?
All right. So the next one up is the Miami Heat versus the Raptors. Colton will be the Miami Heat, and I will be the Toronto Raptors.
All right.
And starting
2 minutes on the clock.
With the Heat now.
Okay, so Miami as just a city just has a winning culture. You know, when you think of Miami, what do you? Jersey Shore. They went there on vacation once.
Right.
Okay. And like, I mean,
that's not winning to me.
Okay. Anyway, you know, whatever.
They have LeBron.
They got back. They got the bag though, so they're successful. That's what you gotta think as Miami. Like, if you,
you're a nice GM, man.
Yeah, I mean, when you put yourself in, you know, a Miami like setting, you just become successful. Look at Burn Notice. Got left in Miami, but he survived on little to nothing. Because, like, you're just always successful in Miami. But look at Dwayne Wade. Played in Cleveland, but played in Miami, hitting game winners. Okay.
Right, yeah.
I'm saying, then you have Eric Spoelstra, one of the youngest coaches to win an NBA championship. So, I mean, like, we had LeBron at one point, too. So, you know, it's like, we can bring those all-stars here. We have Hassan Whiteside, who's just, like, a young center flourishing into, you know, probably the next Hakeem. Just saying, because he's, like, pretty good.
I can dig that. Yeah. What else you got about Miami?
We have a Czech Slovakian guy as our point guard, and he made the All-Star team.
You mean Gordon Dragic?
Yeah. He's probably not Czech. Yeah, he's probably not that. That's probably sound really racist right now.
I think that's right.
Okay. I that's what I thought he
they
was.
They used to call him something Dragic.
Yeah, something like that. So, I mean, we're doing big things right now. So.
What's a big thing? But, you know, you're GM.
And, you know, I mean, we're, you know, think about it. Just think about it. Dwayne Wade.
All right. Gordon Dragic is Slovenian. Slovakian.
I assume.
It took you a minute to mention LeBron. My notes for the Heat when I had that was we had LeBron. That's the first thing.
You still have LeBron in the heart.
All right. So,
yeah, I just
I'm going to go be the Raptors GM now. All right.
What's up, Drake?
So, we got Drake. All right. That's our thing. Drake's our ambassador. Six God. Yeah, exactly. You're all for it, right? We had Vince Carter, right? He was putting his elbow in the hole, right? Who doesn't want to be with a team that put their elbow in the hole, right? So, let's talk about Canada, right? They have great healthcare system, right. You know, like you get hurt while watching the Toronto Raptors play, it worked. They got you. They got you. It's fine. Their 1995 jerseys were absolutely amazing. The purple jerseys with who doesn't love a dinosaur, right? Like, the fucking Heat have one of the worst logos in fucking history. Pat Riley will not change it. And we got a fucking dinosaur in this Jurassic Park much, bitch? Like, you got my Jurassic Park in this shit. Also, we got DeMar DeRozan. We got Kyle Lowry. We got... We are actually number one in the East currently right now. So what's up with that? And there's not really a bandwagon. Like, people aren't gonna be mad at you for being a Toronto Raptors fan.
Where's Toronto?
Right. And we were established in 1995. Right. In 1995, albums like "Me Against the World" by Tupac, "Only Built for Cuban Links" by Raekwon, "Liquid Swords" by GZA. "Lifestyles of the Poor and Dangerous" by Big L, "Return of the 36 Chambers" by ODB, and "Ease 1999," "Do You Want More," all of those were albums. And in 1988, Straight Outta Compton came out. That was with the Miami Heat. So pretty much what I'm asking you is Tupac or NWA? All right, Casey, what's your decision? Did you decide to pick, you know, quite arguably the greatest rapper alive? Or NWA?
Arguably one of the most...
Wait, the greatest rapper, you said?
Arguably, yeah. Pac.
Alive.
He's alive.
All right, so... Oh.
Yeah, oh, man.
Guess I gotta roll with that Cuba theory now.
What does John know?
What does John know?
This is gonna be in a video that would be like, in this podcast, they said Tupac was alive.
These well-credited...
well-credited. This Toronto Raptors GM.
Drake. Man, so Miami is like a cool place,
mm-hmm.
and like, mm-hmm. you know, your whole music trip with that was like pointless, but you know, I was going to pick Toronto. So you
know. Ah, there we go, Toronto.
Miami sounds like a quiet, like I want to be there one day, but like basketball, like.
All right, so the next
one. I'm definitely going to pick Miami.
Next one will be the Golden State Warriors versus the Utah Jazz. And I will play as the Warriors GM now, and Colton will be the Jazz GM, so I will go here first. All right, so we have the greatest team ever assembled. We're going to win championships forever. We said fuck Donald Trump, and we're the third most valued team in the NBA. Did I mention that we're moving to San Francisco instead of Oakland? So if you like Full House, you'll like us. And yeah, like I said, championships, 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 championships. I'm done. I don't need any more time.
All right. Well.
All right, Colton, all right. As the Jazz GM.
Listen, okay. I can't promise you championship for right now, but in the future with Donovan Mitchell there, Rudy Gobert, I feel like we're gonna get things popping. I mean, Ricky Rubio is dishing and diamond right now. He is a madman with those hands. He's looking like the foreign Jason Williams, if I'm being honest. So, I think that you come here, you experience a cool environment, not, you know, obsessed with winning like some people are. I mean, you know, this is a really bad argument for basketball, but it's in Utah, bro. So you just gotta
you gotta deal with it.
But you got Donovan Mitchell. Like, you have a good team to like a good player that you know should have won a championship.
Right.
But he never did.
You hope for him.
I'm so sorry that, like, this is a really bad argument.
Utah Jazz hate you right now.
They do. But, gotta be honest, I'm not gonna kahoochie you.
So, I just want to state before you make your decision that Seattle or Salt Lake City, Utah, is the number one place to eat Jell-O. So, if you really like Jell-O, then go ahead and pick Utah.
Going Golden State, guys.
Going Golden State.
Going Golden State.
Yeah, my argument was easy. Championship.
Yeah, I was like,
All right, so now it's the Spurs Nets. I will act as the Spurs GM. Colton will act as the Nets. So let's start this. We don't miss the playoffs ever, all right? Like, ever. Like, so if you just like a team that wins and you're always feeling confident that the regular season isn't the end, come here. We have the best coach of all time, Greg Popovich. We had Tim Duncan. We had Robinson. We had Parker. We had Manu. We have Kawhi Leonard now. We home grow our talent. You know what I'm saying? DeJounte Murray, Kawhi Leonard, Tim Duncan. We draft our guys, you know, and then we send them to championships. In a way, we're like the Steelers, you know. And I know that you would love a team that would be similar to that. And there's weirdly not really a bandwagon for the Spurs. You know, they're a team that that you know, we like to say in the Spurs community aren't some little bitches. You know what I'm saying? So people don't, you know, you pick the Celtics, you pick the Lakers, you pick the Warriors. People are going to judge you. But come over here to a team that's well-coached, well-balanced, doesn't really ruffle any feathers. Just a good team overall. And you'll have a lot of happiness.
The Spurs?
All right, so here in Brooklyn, you know, right now, we are a pretty young team, but, you know, we're going to be on the uprise with D'Lo. We're going to be on the uprise with Jaleel. You know, we had Vince Carter at one point, and we also had Jason Kidd. And we also almost won a championship.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we'll almost do that again, too, with them.
You think so this year?
Yeah.
You think... If I pick you guys, that I'll get to see you guys almost win a finals in the playoffs. I'll see you guys in the playoffs.
You will definitely see us in the playoffs.
Arizona or...
If you pick us.
That other place. No, this is...
It's cool. No worries. That's all I got to say. Oh, yeah. Jay-Z.
Jay-Z. Stunt, bitch. All right, so are you going to pick the San Antonio Spurs or the Brooklyn Nets?
I'm going San Antonio, man.
San Antonio.
My argument wasn't compelling.
You got to start
couldn't have
more
a
compelling.
I couldn't have a compelling argument. Not for the. I picked all these other.
So now half of the Elite Eight is the number one seed Celtics and the number 24 seed Raptors versus the number 4 seed Warriors and number 5 seed Spurs. So the next one coming up is the LA Lakers versus the Portland Trail Blazers. I will act as the Lakers GM, and Colton will act as the Blazers GM. So I will go first. Let me start with the Lakers. So what's up?
It's been a dream.
It's absolutely been a dream. Shut up.
Can
you shut up and not ask those questions? All right, I'm trying to persuade you to come to this beautiful team. 16 championships is what I'm talking about. So the Celtics only got one more, and we can win a lot more with you as a fan. Okay, we have Lonzo Ball currently. We have Brandon Ingram. We have Kyle Kuzma. We're going to have LeBron. We're taking him. I've already colluded with LeBron. He's coming. I've colluded with him. It doesn't matter. They'll hit me with a fine. I don't care. I have a lot of money. I'm Magic Johnson. So I've already talked to LeBron. He's coming to LA. We're the most popular team in the NBA, baby. You know what I'm saying? Haters going to hate, but you know what? You know, it's cool because we're going to win championships. We have LeBron. I already called him. I've already contacted this. We had Kobe. All right. I'm Magic. Duh. We had Shaq, Wilt Chamberlain, Kareem. We're the Showtime Lakers. Your father is a fan of the Lakers. All right. So do you want to disappoint your dad?
You know my father.
Okay.
It's me. I
colluded. Again, I colluded. I colluded with everybody.
I don't like you colluding with my father.
We're the second most valued team. Everyone loves us. I used to own Starbucks. So, like, if you want that, I got a discount half off for sure for you. And we're getting LeBron. So that's my pitch.
Fuck Magic Johnson, man.
Okay. So, Larry's not really going to be for my team yet. It's going to be really against the Lakers. Are you really going to be a fan of a team that's ran by Magic Johnson?
Hey, this is just because he has AIDS, man.
That's nothing to do about with
AIDS. I feel like it's because of AIDS.
It's not. It has nothing to do with...
What's wrong with Magic Johnson, though?
I mean, do you...
He does a lot of good things.
Does he?
What does he do bad?
Listen, that's not the point. I'm just not talking, bro. I mean, if you want to be a Lakers fan, you can be. I'm just saying. Portland, we got Dame time right now. He is doing it literally all by himself. I mean, with the help of CJ McCollum. But, you know, we got to give Dame his shine. He's definitely an MVP candidate, and he will be for a long time. And he told me personally, he is staying, especially because he's like, you know what? If I can get no help, I just do it myself because I can do it like that. And like, think about it. He's third seed against fucking James Harden and Chris Paul and fucking Golden State Warriors. So honestly, like, if I were you, I would come watch Damian Lillard become one of the best point guards to ever play basketball.
So that is the Blazers, GM. So Lakers or Blazers, Casey?
Man, like, I'm in Magic Johnson today.
You're like, Magic Johnson? Cool. Wow.
But, like, I'm always down with Damian Lillard, so I'm rocking Portland.
Oh, I thought he was saying...
Fuck Magic.
Wow. All right.
It was cool to meet him, but fuck Magic.
It was cool to meet him. All right, so now it will be Pistons versus Pacers. Colton will be the Pistons. I will be the Pacers. Go ahead.
Okay, so we got, at one point, one of the most...
Nah, fuck that right now.
I'm just talking about like what we had and what we're going to bring back. We had one of the most iconic championships ever with Chauncey Billups, Ben Wallace, Rasheed Wallace. And I feel like as a team right now, what we have, Blake Griffin, Andre Drummond. All right, Reggie Jackson. We're going to bring players in and we're going to win the championship. I mean, we're
this championship.
Team. This championship. Well, I mean, right now we're not in the running, but we're going to make it. But there will be another championship in Detroit soon with Blake Griffin. And I feel like...
Are you confident saying that? It's the Pistons GM.
That's cold. No, fuck Blake Griffin. Fuck Blake Griffin. That's Colton. But no, as a GM, I'm rocking with Blake.
All right.
I
don't know if that was a compelling argument or not.
That's right.
I mean, that was just Colton butting in on the GM's argument. I mean,
Colton's dead.
That's right, guys. It's me, Larry fucking Bird. What's up?
What's up, Sad Larry?
So, the Pistons are promising the championships, right? We're not going to do that in Indiana, all right? We're not going to be that stupid because they're lying to you. We're not. So what we have to you is that you were once a fan. So it's not that hard to be a fan again. We have Victor Oladipo, and he makes some shoes. We have myself. We have Reggie Miller. He's just strolling the hallway. He's just like, what's up, Reggie? You're like, oh, what up? I make threes. He's a cool guy. He's a cool guy. You should talk to him. Yeah, we have Darren Collison right now. We have Miles Turner.
Yeah,
yeah, we have Thaddeus Young. So what we will guarantee you is that we'll never be the worst team, but we'll never be the best. But if you are cool with just stirring in that like mediocrity, you know, and just that like, we're not gonna tank. You know, we're not gonna be that team. We're not gonna be like the 76ers and tank and then get like Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid and like all of these first picks and stuff. We're not gonna do that to you. No, we're gonna get some mediocre guys. We're gonna go to a mediocre team. All right, we're gonna be the second most popular Indiana basketball team in the state. All right, and we are going to guarantee you a life of content. All right, so you're gonna go with the life of content or the lies of Detroit basketball?
I'm gonna go Indiana.
Indiana.
Indiana progresses.
You liked that it was the truth, didn't you?
I knew the truth, but I didn't feel how confident he was in Blake Griffin.
So the next one, GM.
I am. That's Colton. I'm not.
So as the GM, I am. So the next one up is the Chicago Bulls versus the Phoenix Suns. I'll be the Bulls GM. Colton will be the Suns GM. And I'll start now. So the Chicago Bulls, we have Michael Jordan. We had Scottie Pippen, Dennis Rodman. We had Michael Jordan, all right? And we had other guys, but it doesn't matter because we have Michael Jordan, all right? We have 6 championships. We have Michael Jordan. I don't really need to tell you anything else other than that we have Michael Jordan and that we are the number one meat packing city in, as we have established before, you know.
You know you like packing meat, Casey.
So if you want to roll with Michael Jordan, who is the second best player of all time, then roll with the Chicago Bulls, man.
Chicago.
That's it. That's it for me. Phoenix, yeah.
I knew who they were. I'll just... All right, so we had Steve Nash, one of the best point guards to ever dish that rock, okay? And right now we got...
Yeah, you know, or like the basketball?
I mean, it's whatever you want to put your mind to. I'm blanking out Josh Jackson. We have Josh Jackson right now. Probably one of the best defenders in the league. I mean, I'm putting him up there because he's really fucking good. That's just me being biased. And we have Devin, that motherfucking guy, Booker, who's going to be... probably one of the best shooters ever. And he's kind of overlooked because we're on the decline right now. But we're going to come up at some point because, you know, we always do. And we're going to get we do. We were literally in the playoffs consistently for a while if you didn't watch basketball, which you should. But you should do it as a Phoenix Suns fan.
I felt like the Phoenix Suns GM got really fucking tired of Casey asking questions. And I feel like he might have lost it there. But also, Josh Jackson sucks dick. Anyways.
Wow.
Not really, but he's not done as well as I thought he would do.
He's doing
Chirac.
Chirac. All right, the Bulls.
Zach Levine's your point guard. That's who you're going to go with?
Who's the point guard in Phoenix?
Alfred Payton.
Okay, then. Who would you rather have?
They both suck. It's hard to argue with
either. They both suck. All right, so the next and last one will be the 76ers and the Cavs. I will actually be the 76ers, even though we're both Cavs fans. It hurts me to have to say some things against Cleveland, but I'm going to do my best here. All right. So, in Philly, we got one, the Eagles just won a championship, and our fans will eat shit, all right? So, let's get some more shit-eating guys, right? Allen Iverson. Do I have to really say any more? Dr. J. Okay, we got history. Yeah. AI, probably the coolest basketball player of all time, right? Duh.
Are y'all going to get Mika?
We're going to get Mika. If you come and be a 76ers fan, it's free meat. It's over. The judge will make a final. We're going to get LeBron. That's that's final. Yeah, like Magic was talking, but no, Magic was a liar. We got Ben Simmons, we got Joel Embiid, we got Dario Saric, we got Markelle Fultz if he can figure out his shooting thing. I'm talking to him, he's fine. He's at Chick-fil-A right now. And we have a great future. Okay. And we fucking had Allen Iverson, man. Like, why would you not want to be with us? Yeah. Come to Philly. You fucking dick.
Sounds like a Philly dude.
All right, that was my take for Philly. And Colton, go ahead for the Cleveland Cavaliers.
LeBron James. We got Larry Nance Jr. That's what I said, Jr. And he's dunking like his daddy, just saying. And we got Kyle Korver with that stroke. Now wet. Then we also have Jordan Clarkson, who's been, you know, just eating it up out there. I mean, yeah, we haven't been doing well, but, you know, we're just getting this shit together. And, you know, LeBron's going to get that shit together so he can get another ring together with Cleveland. And you also want to live in Ohio, so you wouldn't look like a fucking bandwagon no matter what. You'd be like, yeah, I've always been a Cleveland fan, which you, I mean, you pretty much really have, because, I mean, like, you've hung out with your friends enough, and I know
craziest GM huge, knows all of this.
Yeah, I know. I did my research because I care, and you know, they're huge Cavs fans. So, like, yeah, you're huge. Every fan is
a dumbass. I make dumbass decisions.
Not to us. But anyway, we got LeBron. We go and get this shit against the Warriors, and they're gonna be like, "What? That's crazy." We like, "Yeah, we know we got bench players, but you know, we balling out because it's just about, you know, when hustle beats talent, when talent doesn't show up, that's what we are." That really fits the Cavs. But,
yeah. All right, so the 76ers or the Cavs?
Guys, I have to pray on this one.
Do you want to do a Siri flip coin?
Don't do that. This is really not.
What if we have a perfect bracket though?
Nice decision, bro.
You're not gonna do this right now, bro. Do not flip a fucking coin. This is,
guys,
this is worth more than a coin flip.
This moment.
Flip a coin.
Flip a coin. What do you want heads to be?
76ers.
All right.
Uh oh.
Tails Cavaliers.
All right. Flip a coin.
It's tails.
Wow. It's the Cavs.
Was destiny.
Was that destiny? It felt like destiny. So I think that's it.
Destiny feel like I
want to
feel destiny.
That's gross. I'm glad that we're ending the podcast here. So, any final words?
I swear I had some today. I really did.
You don't have any final words?
Oh yeah, pee after sex.
Yeah, you're safe.
This is the same as the last one, man.
Yeah, it really was. Shit.
I know.
I'm going to say that, like, you can follow me at Miles Odin on Twitter and Instagram. And, get connected with me there. I probably won't respond to you there, but I'd like to follow.
Wow. You can follow me. Actually, I don't want people to follow me yet.
Wow.
Yeah,
all right.
That's okay.
Conceited ass bitch. Casey doesn't have a social media, so he doesn't really...
Everybody needs to watch Naruto, man.
No, we don't co-sign that. Never mind. Scrap the podcast. We're done here. Trayshawn, what's your final words?
Peace and love.
Peace and love. That was a good one to end Naruto. And Naruto. All
right. I took the top off. I'm dripping like hot sauce. I got drinking this clean raw. Baby, give me that mean mouth. Hit that pussy like golf ball. I can do this without y'all. Got a loss, I go loco. I go back to the trap house. Red up, it's in the bells down. Catching it and I cash out. Turn that shit to a stash house. I ain't taking no handouts. Money calling, I'm in route. But them niggas, they been down. Blow back when I'm in town. Is it gonna you the best? I done went and got a check.